A cargo ship bearing a Maltese flag is now anchored outside a port in Sweden. An investigation is underway after it was allegedly involved in a cable-cutting incident in which a data cable that runs under the Baltic Sea from Sweden to Latvia was damaged. What has the investigation found? Prosecutors say the initial investigation leads them to believe it was sabotage. Various levels of Swedish law enforcement are now investigating the incident, including the military and the Coast Guard. The focus appears to be on a damaged anchor from the ship. However, the Bulgarian shipping company, Navigation Maritime Bulgare, which claimed ownership of the cargo vessel, said one of the ship's anchors dropped to the sea floor in high winds and there was no malicious intent. Who is responsible for the cable? The cable belongs to Latvia's state broadcaster, LVRTC. It said there had been disruptions in data transmission services, but most users would not be affected. Latvian Prime Minister Erika Salina said her country is now working with Sweden and NATO as part of the investigation. This is just the latest in a series of such cutting incidents in the Baltic Sea that started last year. Earlier this month, NATO launched its new Baltic Sentry mission. It involves more aircraft, warships, and drones patrolling in the area. What is the international community doing? NATO is also increasing its monitoring of Russia's shadow fleet. Those are ships without official or clear ownership that are often used to haul oil products in an effort to circumvent international sanctions from Western countries. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said there is reason for grave concern over cable and infrastructure damage. In another high-profile case, investigators from Finland were probing whether a Russian ship sabotaged an electricity cable in the Baltic, running from Finland to Estonia.